Thank you. DJ One Gone. Hey, hey. Okay, it's time to tune in and keep your station locked. One Gone guaranteed to make your head knock. From 8 all the way to 10 o'clock, we gon' rock. R&B and hip hop, banging nonstop. From Sacramento, California to the Great Lakes. Heavy rotation, syndication to 50 states. Alabama to Montana, New York to Indiana. Texas to Chi-Town, LA to Atlanta. We open doors for locos to promo. If you didn't know, I'm already bi-coastal. I spit verses that put rappers in hearses. Dump them in the dirt, 6 feet under the earth's surface. Lyrical murder for hire, money ain't the purpose. I'm serving rappers, three-piece combos like churches.
One gone.
Yeah, it's a month of wellness with the Rose Family Radio. I'm DJ One Gone. The number to call in is 347-205-9722. That's 347-205-9722. We're talking about the month of wellness. And why we're talking about it is because a lot of us is ill and won't go see the doctor. Goodness gracious. It's 13 after the hour, 13 after the hour. Here's Johnny Guitar Watson, a real mother for you on the Rose Family Radio.
Wanna buy a new car? But the price ain't right. Ain't that cold? Be a downside cheaper. Yes, it could. Started riding a bike. Listen. They're making milk out of powder. Yeah, they are. Got the baby crying. Poor baby. They know what that stuff is. Rent's gone up higher. Yes, it is. Got the parents line.
I'll pay you tomorrow.
Lord, it's a real mother for ya, yeah. Makes you wanna run for cover, yes it will. And if you look, you will discover, yeah. Lord, it's a real mother for ya. Got to go to a disco. Throw your troubles away. Dance to the music that the DJ plays. Well, all right. And then the lights come on. Yeah. Like you knew they would. That's all. Face the music that don't sound too good. Listen, Lord, it's a real mother for ya. It'll make you wanna run for cover, yeah. And if you look, you will discover, yeah. Lord, it's a real mother for ya, yeah. Oh!
Thank you.
gas station. Give me 3 gallons of low lead. I'm not full of nothing else. I better stop and get me 2 hot dogs and a strawberry soda.
Yeah, that's Johnny Guitar Watson with a real mother for you. It's a real mother for you out here in these streets, man. When our kids are setting up big fights at all of our malls, our fairs, our parks, you know, we as people need to grab a hold of our young folks and let them know that that is not the way to go. If you have a disagreement with someone, why don't you just go face-to-face and talk with that person? Everything does not have to end in violence. Let me repeat that. Everything does not have to end up in violence. Let's keep it violent-free in the SAC. This is Wellness Month, brought to you by the TIWP, Trauma Informed Wellness Program, from the Sierra Health Foundation in the county. And what we're working on is working on our trauma. A lot of us are traumatized and don't even know it. And there's help for you. I'm going to give you some places to call, some people to talk to that may be able to assist you in what you're going through. It is the Rose Family Radio. I'm DJ One Gone, and we still in the funk era. I got Aura with Why Don't You Make Up Your Mind, huh?
Hello, Bubba. Yes, it's your friendly phone fanatic again. Oh yeah, I'm loaded with verbal rapability, baby. You know you inspire me to poetry. So listen while I recite naughty nothing that'll wet your eardrum. Can I make sweet love to you, baby? What I'd like to do would be good to you. And if you hang up on me now, I'll be through. I guess you'd call me an obscene phone call. I'm not a storyteller though, baby. I'd rather be with you meet to meet. Sort of physical love like, Baba. Oh, you're the sweetest fantasy I know. You.
Yeah, that's Bootsy Collins with "What's a Telephone Bill?" I'm gonna tell you what it is. It's another bill that go with the other bill. It is Rose Family Radio. I am DJ One Go Man, and it is Month of Wellness right here on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, without further ado, I got my cousin for you, Corey Kine. Corey, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. Good morning to all. Thank you for allowing me to be on the show today. I'm still juiced. We had a beautiful healing circle Wednesday night. And when I tell you it was beautiful to hear the outpour from grown men, you know, they were bearing their souls. It was beautiful. And I'm still jazzed about it. I'm still hyped up and thanking God for the opportunity to be there on Wednesday. And I just want to expound upon that just a little bit and going into our health. My platform is All Black Fathers Matter. That's my platform. And it's coming to a theater near you real soon. But without any further ado, let's get back to the conversation at hand. We're talking about mental health, wellness, as far as physical health. And for people that don't understand that, the conversation is deeper than that. Black men, we have a tendency to, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And we carry the world upon our shoulders when it comes to life's struggles, financial, family issues. We carry it, and we don't talk about it. We hold everything in and think it's going to fix itself. And a lot of things that we do, all we need is help. All we need is to reach out and ask somebody or share your experience. And there's help out there available for those that want to humble their spirit for the help. And that's the big key about life, is humbling your spirit. And God can fix it. A lot of times, the answer will be right there before us, and if it don't come the way we want it to come, we ignore it. We ignore the signs, because he'll speak to you spiritually, and then he'll send confirmations to you physically. He'll send you physically confirmation. That way you know that was him talking to you spiritually. But like I said, it goes back a little deeper than that. We don't even want to get into that one today. But we need to start being more vigilant and going to the hospital and getting our health checked. I notice a lot of us are dying from heart disease, hypertension, blood pressure, and all that plays a great part in the day-to-day stress of our lives. And so with that, we need to just really, really, like I said, pay close attention. Anything over 35, y'all need to start seeing the doctor. If you make it to 35, it's time to take a closer look at your health, approximately around 35. A lot of us develop issues before then. But, you know, like I said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But the key to this thing is to at least get on in early stages to where you can manage and control it. You know, I was guilty of that. I didn't realize I had hypertension until I was in my mid-30s. And when I found out I was dealing with high blood pressure and hypertension, I just played it off. It was like, yeah, okay, whatever. I took the medication when I felt like it, or when I felt my pressure was high, I would take it. If I had headaches, I would take my medication till it calmed back down. I kept living. Guess what? I paid the price at 44 years old. 10, 12 years later, I had a massive heart attack. And I tell people that, I share that story, because while I lay there in that bed for that week, God told me, if you want to be here, you got to make some changes. You got to really take this thing seriously. And ever since then, I've been on the quest to look after my health and pay attention to the signs. When your body gives you signs and wonders on what to do and how to do. And I go to the doctor frequently. I take care of myself. And guess what? 20 years later, I'm still here. And I've had 2 heart attacks, a mild stroke, and I'm dealing with kidney failure. So, but I'm still here. I'm still strong. I walk around here proudly every day because at the end of the day, God is good all the time. And I'll take it. This is the weight, what he has for me to bear. I'll take this weight because I'm sharing it with others to help others to be in a better position in life, to live a long life, to see your grandchildren and your great-grand. I've been blessed and fortunate to see most of my grandchildren here and a few great-grand. So that's a blessing within itself. I don't take lightly. That is a blessing. My world treasures are in my family and my children. I tell people that all the time. I've had monetary goods. I've lived well and done well. But at the end of the day, that's all momentary, and it comes and it goes. What family is forever. And the legacy that we leave with our family, that's forever. But, yeah, I just wanted to share that with us this morning. And like I say, please, 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 you guys start being more vigilant about your health. And you go to the doctors, they give you a diagnosis. Take it seriously. Just, you know, just don't shove it off. Push it in the corner. Oh, I'll be all right. I'll be all right. No, you're not. No, you're not. Like I said, we're losing people at an alarming rate, losing a lot of people. Now we have all these other health issues with the pandemic and everything. So that makes you doubly in trouble now, okay, because we have all this other stuff that is going on, and it's telling off on us in a big way. So with that, family, I'm going to bid you guys a good day. Stay up. Stay blessed. Peace.
Yeah, that's my cousin Corey King with all the information you may need. And the most he said and the best that he said is take care of yourself. Go get checked out. If you're 35 years or older and you haven't been to the doctor in the last 2 to 3 years, I think since this COVID came through, you owe yourself a checkup, right? And so what I always used to say is a checkup from the neck up. Hey, so let me ask you a question. Corey.
Yes, sir.
Tell them about your platform once again before I let you go so they can get in where they fit in, because the information that you give daily on your platform, man, is worthy of millions and trillions of ears to hear.
Well, thank you again, family. Right now I'm on Facebook. I just do a quick snippet, 5 minutes. Snippet on Facebook on Cam. I'm trying to get this thing together and learn this modern technology, but it's Black Fathers Matter / All Fathers Matter. And what I'm trying to do is empower men to be better men, better fathers, better husbands, better boyfriends, and just be able to all around be a better person. So, like I said, this is information I'm sharing. I don't hold a PhD. They also call me the ghetto doctor, Corey the ghetto doctor. I don't hold no PhD, but I got one in life. I tell you that. I've had my experiences, and I got one in life. But, yeah, you want to check me out, check my platform out. Right now I'm on Facebook. I try to do a show daily or every other day and talk about things like this, talk about what's going on. So thank you for the opportunity. And you guys check me out and see if you like my content.
There it is, Corey King. This one's for you. from days gone by. That's Ozone with Gigolette, and that's for my cousin Corey King, the ghetto doctor. Anyway, we're talking about month of wellness, and then in the month of wellness, I've come to succumb the COVID 19 in my home. I don't have it, but my son have it. And if my son have it, that means I got it, right? Because I ain't going to leave him alone. You know, I was supposed to go to work yesterday. I didn't go. I was supposed to do Teen Summit. Didn't do it. I was supposed to do a whole bunch today. Ain't going to do. I'm going to stay isolated in the house. We got enough food. See, one thing about preparing for better, worser days, I got enough food in here to last me until I need to get back to the grocery store, which may be 2 weeks, right? And so I try to tell my folks to prepare for days like this, right, where I don't have to go outside and I'm able to take care of the family without missing a beat. So if that's a little wise words that I can give you is to prepare, don't do everything up all at once. Put something away. Because there might be a rainy day that Big Mama was talking about right in front of you. That's just some wise words from One Gone. Hey, the number here is 347-205-9722. That's 347-205-9722. We'll have Mr. Henry Hawthorne on in a minute with Black History Moment with Hawk. So stay tuned to that. We also have a couple of CBOs will be calling in and talking about the wraparound approach that they have for the city of Sacramento in helping with assisting them in paying their bills, right? One place I know is the place I work at. The Rose Family Radio Show is hosted and supported by the Rose Family Creative Empowerment Center, which is located at 7000 Franklin Boulevard. Suite 1000, 95823. The number there is 916-376-7916. That's 916-376-7916. That's the Rose Family Creative Empowerment Center. Call them up and see if they can assist you in getting yourself together. One thing I know they got equitable technology available for you. And what I mean by that, they have some computers that just came in last week. They want to get it to the families that are in need of all-in-one computers. So if you are in need of an all-in-one computer, call that very same number and ask how you can get a computer. You might have to sign your name on the dotted line, but hey, it's a free computer. They have a hotspot that goes with it in case you don't have internet. So again, the number is 916-376-7916. That's 916-376-7916. It's the Rose Family Creative Empowerment Center, and this is Rose Family Radio. I'm DJ One Gone saying happy birthday to Big Keith Deems. It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
Oh, yeah. You've been working hard all week, real hard. And now it's the weekend. Oh, yeah. And by the way, it's your birthday. It's the boss.
Tonight is going down.
I ain't messing around.
Tell the fellas we ain't up till the sun go down.
We at the club with your bub and we looking for love.
We trying to get it, Shawty, tell me what's up. Ronnie, Tony, and T.
Yeah, they rolling with me.
A little something different from your boy.
Wendell.
Somebody touch me on the shoulder, it was something to see. Check the Shawty out looking at me.
But then the cat got
thought he was making a fuss.
Had the guinea in his
thought
head.
He had a little too much.
And to the DJ's band, he was making his way.
The DJ gave him the mic, he had something to say.
He said, tonight is my birthday.
Got a pocket full of money and I'm ready to play. Y'all, I've been waiting for this all day.
Cause tonight they got me feeling like I'm headed to stay.
So when you start to feel the rhythm, don't
get in the groove.
Got the bass in your chest and it's making you move.
From the east to the west,
make it do what it do.
No side to the top,
they be doing it today.
To the window,
yeah.
To the wall.
Everybody used to, now we having a ball.
Don't you wanna celebrate?
Don't you wanna celebrate? Celebrate your day. Hey, celebrate your day.
check. See, you've been working kind of hard.
They done gave you the blues.
Boss done pissed you off.
And you're ready to move.
You done everything that they asked you to do.
You're kind of frustrated, feeling like breaking the rules.
But it's 5 o'clock in the city, Friday night, and you're ready to play.
Cut that computer off,
tell the boss
I'ma holler at you Monday.
Cause today's your birthday.
I heard him say, go, it's your birthday. Gon' go, go, it's your birthday. Gon' go, go, it's your birthday.
And if you're sexy and grown, don't get your dance on.
When you're stuck up in the rhythm, don't get in the groove.
Got the bass in your chest and it's making you move.
From the east to the west,
make it do what it do.
North side to the south,
tell me what you gon' do.
Here to the window,
yeah,
to the wall.
Everybody get loose and now we having a ball.
Don't you wanna celebrate?
Don't you wanna celebrate?
You're tearing up the spot now.
You're stuck up in the rhythm, gon'
get in the groove.
Got the bass in your chest and it's making you move.
From the east to the west,
make it do what it do.
North side to the south,
baby, do what it
do. To the window,
yeah,
to the wall.
Everybody get loose and now we having a ball.
Yeah.
Don't you wanna celebrate? Don't you wanna celebrate? Celebrate your day.
We gonna celebrate tonight.
So throw your hands up in the air. Everybody come on, yeah.
We gonna, yeah, celebrate.
We gonna celebrate. Say you gotta get in the groove.
It's your birthday, shawty, and you callin' the groove.
You said it's sippin' on McCarty and it's making you move.
Yeah, y'all, we tearin' up the club, ain't got nothing to lose.
I'ma party like a rock star,
give you the blues.
Cause tonight is my night and I'm up in here.
And I only get to do it, y'all, once a year.
So I'ma lose my mind,
gotta do it my way.
See, I gotta get nice on my birthday.
Don't you wanna celebrate?
And if you're feelin' real good in the house,
celebrate,
celebrate. It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
Celebrate,
yeah, baby.
Celebrate you.
And all my people in the club from around the way.
Listen up, I got something to celebrate.
Don't you wanna celebrate?
Yeah.
And if you're feeling all alone, party people come on.
And we can raise the roof
until the break of dawn.
Celebrate.
Yeah, yeah.
Celebrate,
celebrate your birthday.
It's your birthday.
Don't you wanna celebrate?
It's your birthday.
Don't you wanna celebrate?
Yeah.
Hey.
Check it out.
Celebrate the roof.
The roof.
The roof.
Celebrate
on fire.
We don't need no water left.
Yeah.
Celebrate your day.
Thank you. Don't be too slick now.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. What's up with it? Attention sack artists. You trying to get your music played? R&B, jazz, hip-hop, and comedy. Spoken word as well. Send your MP3 tracks to DJ1Gone at yahoo.com. That's DJ1Gone at yahoo.com. Make sure you give a call to 347-205-9722 or log on to blogtalkradio.com.
Purpose is an essential element of you. It is the reason you are on the planet at this particular time in history.
Remembering Chadwick Boseman.
Your very existence is wrapped up in the things you are here to fulfill.
Oh!
on the beat, yeah. Boy, was it neat, yeah. Not just me, neat, she was telling me neat when she did the freak with me. Never missing a beat, yeah. Boy, was it neat, yeah.
The girl's a freak, the girl never misses a beat, yeah, yeah.
It didn't work, no.
It wasn't fucking the war.
Thank you. what you wanna do. Don't fight it. Don't you fight it.
One way, don't fight the feeling. Hey, let me tell you, if you call into the show and I don't get right to you, don't think I'm ignoring you. It's that I have a lot of people calling in and I'm trying to check in with you. I seen a couple of calls call in and waited just a couple of seconds and hung up, and you might be the one I'm waiting on. Please give me a chance to get to you on the phone line so we can talk to you on the phone line. Hey, it is Rose Family Radio, and we as a people have to find patience, right? So that's what Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence is all about, is teaching our young folks patience, because I know us older folks don't even have patience. We all have to work on it, right? And so patient with one another as we build together, because one thing I know and two things for sure, Rome wasn't built overnight, and they still are a mighty empire. So let's take our time and let's do it right. Just some wise words from one gone on the Rose Family Radio.
craft, time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toast. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
La 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 baby, right there. Okay, turn a little to the right, right there. That's it, that's it. Okay, now grab your hair and look real sexy now. I mean, give me a big one, give me a good, pretty smile now. That's close, a little more. That's it.
Love you.
Alright, now here's, I want you to really get into this one. I mean, show that real beautiful emotional smile and get that body all the way like entwined with that good thing. Alright, come on.
I love you.
Got you again. Alright. This one is for the cover of Life magazine, so we want to get all the way tough on this one, right? Good stop, that stop was the bomb, in the pocket. Alright, one more time, about time to go. And one more time, I want you to get all the way into this one and show your home train. I mean, let mom show how beautiful you are. You got it this time? Here we go. Got you again. That'll do it for now, baby.
You
just a second, I gotta go get my lens. I gotta get a bigger lens. Just hold up for a second. I'll be right back. All right, stand there. Get a little bit into the light. There you go. All right. Now, just grab your hair and with both hands and just kind of like, you know, look real sexy like you wanna look for your man at night. You know what I'm saying?
Snap you.
Gotcha.
Snap you.
Oh, that was good.
Snap you.
That was good. Alright. Show me how you can really be free. Show me how you really can be free. Can you do it? Couple more accessories for my camera so I can bring in like a zoom, like a close zoom look. Just a second.
Yeah, that's Steve Arrington along with Slave with Snapshot right here on the Wise Words with One Gone Show, Rose Family Radio. Hey, so I got to send a shout out to Baba Kweli out there in Berkeley. Baba Kweli, peace and love to you. May the Most High continue to bless you, to bless others. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I have Mr. Henry Hawthorne with A Moment of Black History with Henry. Henry?
Top of the morning to you all. Top of the morning, please. Black History Month. We're in the thick of it. And you know, some of us probably don't go past Black History Month and what it means to us. But, you know, I've come to understand that when we talk about Black History Month, it's generally about Black folks in America and how we got here and so on and so forth, the trials and tribulations that we had to deal with in the aftermath. But check this out. 200,000 years ago. Okay. Some learned folks doing their research, white folks, of course, come to find out that 200,000 years ago, they found evidence that there was this lady, they named her Eve. They determined that this Eve was a black woman and the mother of modern civilization. Okay, let that sink in a moment. Mother of modern civilization. Now, they didn't say what, whether they were, whether she was of color or not, but they determined, of course, that she was. And as the mother of modern civilization, all things sprang from that. All things that had to do with modern day man sprang from Eve. Okay, so that takes us a little farther back than Black History Month here in America. Okay. So, you know, when I was coming through school, of course, I had to wait until I was out of high school, college student, where I started picking up bits and pieces about Black folks. Okay. Not just in America, but Black folks overall. You know, come to find out that, excuse me, the mother folks knew more about our history, history of the Black man, than the Black folks did. And, you know, I'm thinking, well, why is that? Well, one of the reasons is that, you know, we have a proud and storied history, plain and simple. And it wouldn't be cool for them to say, well, yeah, you know, we went over to the continent, stole you folks for economic reasons, brought us back to help you build your empire. So, of course, they couldn't let it be known that, you know, we had a proud and storied history. So it was, you know, parts of their controlling mechanism. So as it got older and started picking up stuff here and there about Black folks, you know, I came to the conclusion that, had we known all of this, we probably would have raised hell a lot sooner than we did. Okay, so with Eve being the mother of modern man, you know, you have to go back and do a deep dive to more Black history, because if you notice, whenever we start talking about the Black history of the world, then of course Egypt pops up, you know. And so Egypt is the center of most historians' conversations when they talk about Black folks, you know, the Great Pyramid, so on and so forth. But they never really say that Black folks built these pyramids, okay. And so that was part of the big cover-up. If there ever was a cover-up, that was part of the big cover-up. So as we move forward, you know, when we look at the Bible and things that are talked about in the Bible, of course, there's no mention of ethnicity, if you will, in the Bible. Just that the pictures and the stories being told doesn't say these folks in the Bible were Black folks. Again, it makes you go, why is that? Okay, so, you know, that's just something that we need to know and understand the whys and the what for. Okay, we need to get the correct knowledge of our own past history. Okay, we've been deprived of the opportunity, you know, attaining adequate history of the past history of the Black man. Okay. So I'm just saying, when you think about Black History Month, you need to do a deeper dive, not only of the Black history in America, but the Black history in the world. Okay. And so we can go way, way back and have a long, long conversation about our contribution to the world, you know, and it covers a lot. And so, you know, we were doing our own thing long before Greece, Rome, even China, Japan, you know, and other European areas. Okay, so a lack of our knowledge or historical knowledge of ourselves has been, a means of lessening of our own pride. A better knowledge of the contributions that we've made will have us, you know, have a better opinion of ourselves. And so that's why I'm always talking about doing your research. Find out what was going on before you arrived on the scene or before you became knowledgeable of Black history and what it meant not only to America, but to the world as a whole. Okay. So I'll get into that in the next conversation, but let's talk about some American Black history facts that we should know about going forward. For instance, let's take an area that is not widely talked about. Literature, for example, okay? I don't know how many of us know about Phyllis Wheatley or Lucy Terry. Okay, Phyllis Wheat was the first African-American woman to publish a book of poetry in 1773. Check that out, 1773. They know she was born in Gambia and sold to the Wheatley family in Boston when she was 7 years old. But she was emancipated shortly after her book was released. Okay, then you have, before Phyllis Wheatley, you had a poet and activist, Lucy Terry, in 1746. First known poem written by a Black American. She was enslaved in Rhode Island as a toddler, but became free at age of 26 after marrying a free Black man. All right, so that's in literature. Of course, we all know who the creator of Black History Month was, right? Carter G. Woodson, often referred to as the father of Black history. He was the second African-American to graduate from Harvard University with a doctorate, and is credited with being one of the first scholars to study and research the history of African-Americans. The history of African-Americans. Okay, that term, you have to think about that term, African. I guess we've evolved from the early days when we was, I guess, Negroes. Well, another term they use, niggas. So we evolved from niggas to colored folks to Negroes to Black folks. And now the label we have is African American. That just points to the fact that if you let other folks define who you are, that's who you're going to be. Okay, so when I did a little stint in the Sun and Fun Land called South Vietnam back in 1968, just say that it was a hard pill to swallow when I got there and found out that the folks who were there before me had poisoned the water. When I say poisoned the water, I mean that one day I had baby sound was following me all around and, you know, kind of checking me out. And then one day she said, "Why you no have tail?" I'm like, "What? What are you talking about?" "So white man say you have tail like a monkey. Why you no have tail?" I said, "Are you kidding me?" So I'm just saying, if you let folks define who you are, that's who you're going to be. All right? Just a side note. Okay. William Tucker was the first Black person to be born in the 13 colonies. He's born in Jamestown, Virginia, 1624. His parents were indentured servants and part of the first group of Africans brought to the colonial soil by them folks in Great Britain. Yep. 1624. Okay. And so as we move along and come on down through the history, we talk about another probably not well-known fact that's not being talked about was Thurgood Marshall, first brother to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court, nominated by Lyndon Baines Johnson in 1967. All right. John Mercer Langston,
was the first American lawyer in the state of Ohio. First American lawyer. African-American lawyer in the state of Ohio, the state which I was born and raised. This was in 1854. Yeah. He went on to serve as the dean of the law department and vice president of Howard University. Right. He's also remembered as the first African-American from Virginia to be elected to public office, specifically to the U.S. Congress. Okay. And so I'm sure that was part of the Reconstruction era after the Civil War. Yeah, that's one of those eras where we were, how would you say, popular. Yeah, popular. You know, we've been through several phases of popularity during our stint in these United States. Okay. And then there was another Black history fact. Anthony Benedict, a white Quaker abolitionist and educator, is credited with creating the first public school for African American children in the early 1770s. Okay, and then there was 1850, Lucy Stanton, first Black woman in America to earn a 4-year college degree. So, you know, we should be proud to know that we have a proud and storied history of being here in these United States. Yeah, so that's a few Black history moments that I wanted to lay on you. And so next time around, we'll do a deeper dive into that and explore, you know, Black folks' history in the world, not just in the United States. Peace and blessings. Till next time.
That's Mr. Henry Hawthorne with a moment of Black history on the Rose Family Radio. Henry, man, I appreciate you, man. I had Corey on here, and he was talking about the Men's Healing Circle the other day. And five or six of the brothers called me and said, hey, man, that healing circle right there was outstanding. I just want to know from your perspective, how did you feel about that? Getting together with a bunch of men talking about what's going on.
Well, you know, I was surprised that the folks that participate in the healing circle weren't really up to speed. You know, I say up to speed, I mean up to speed when it comes to Black history facts. And so I think that's a good gathering. It helped enlighten a lot of folks when it comes to Black men in particular sitting down in a forum and talking about different things, in particular Black men and what their role is in these United States. So I think it's a great opportunity for folks to get together and just pick up different pieces of information that they hadn't known before.
Hey, I thank you for that. I also got Mitchell on here. Mitchell, what's going on with you, man? Where you at? Charles Mitchell. Okay, Charles Mitchell. We're going to keep on moving and grooving. It is Rose Family Radio. I'm DJ One Gone. And, man, we appreciate y'all for ear hustling with us at this time. I'm going to keep this thing moving because we need more information from somebody other than ourselves. Here we go.
The controlled press, the white press, inflames the white public against Negroes. The police are able to use it to paint the Negro community as a criminal element. The police are able to use the press to make the white public think that 90% or 99% of the Negroes in the Negro community are criminals. And once the white public is convinced that most of the Negro community is a criminal element, then this automatically paves the way for the police to move into the Negro community, exercising Gestapo tactics, stopping any Black man who is on the sidewalk, whether he is guilty or whether he is innocent, whether he is well-dressed or whether he is poorly dressed, whether he is educated or whether he is dumb, whether he's a Christian or whether he's a Muslim, as long as he is black and a member of the Negro community, the white public thinks that the white policeman is justified in going in there and trampling on that man's civil rights and on that man's human rights. Once the police have convinced the white public that the so-called Negro community is a criminal element, they can go in and question, brutalize, murder unarmed, innocent Negroes, and the white public is gullible enough to back them up. This makes the Negro community a police state. This makes the Negro neighborhood a police state. It's the most heavily patrolled. It has more police in it than any other neighborhood, yet it has more crime in it than any other neighborhood. How can you have more cops and more crime? Why? It shows you that the cops must be in cahoots with the criminals.
Joe is Nashville from down in Cassville. with that thing and shake the youth, feel better. Get up off with that thing and try to release that pressure.
JB, James Brown, well, get up off that thing. Hey, I'm going to get up off this information. We have COVID in the house, right? And so it ain't like everybody in America ain't going to catch this COVID, right? It's too open, just like the flu and the cold. It's too open for it not to catch you. So it caught my son, and I'm praying for him. He's not doing that bad like his cousin, in which he got it from. She is the same age as him, without a shot. She is very weak, can't get up to go to take a shower. And so I'm trying to tell y'all, man, if you ain't got that shot, it's something about the shot that might keep you alive, right? I know you got theorists out there saying this, that, and the other about the shot, but you don't know what's in the aspirin. You just go by what they say is in the aspirin. You don't know what's in the water you drinking every day out your faucet. You don't know what's up in there, man. You don't know what type of minerals, breakdown, chemical that they use. You don't know any of that information, but you yet drink water. So stop playing with the game for the game start playing with you. I said stop playing with the game for the game start playing with you. It's Wise Words of One Gone Show. It's Rose Family Radio, and I want to thank Miss Jackie Rose for allowing me to do a month of wellness for the TIWP. That's Trauma-Informed Wellness Program, where we'll have some CBOs next week from different areas come on and talk about what they do, how they do, and where they do the business that they do. I am double talking because I'm about off of this air, and I want you to know that I care. Here's William Bootsy Collins, Shine on Mike.
Wanna shine? And my time be shine on Mike. Hit me.
In the pudding, and my shine on water boo.
So let me shine on your mountain. Shine on my mountain.
Turn me around, bitch. Turn me around, hit me right on time. Turn me around, bitch. Turn me around, hit me right on time.
Man, it was a wonderful show. Thank my guests for coming on and speaking out. It is the Rose Family Radio, and I'm DJ One Gone, and I'm going to get out of here, man, and may you have a blessed day. May this day be your best day, because it's a blessed day. I'm out of here. One love, one gone.